Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. We all live in a yellow submarine. Sheila E. is back with us here on the program. You know her, of course, for her time with Prince, The Glamorous Life, a lot of great music she has made over the past 40 years. And she's out now with a brand new album. Sheila, how you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Very excited with this new record being out, yes.
I love that that you put Yellow Submarine on that. That's a cool version.
Thank you. I can't wait for Ringo to hear it. I haven't sent it to him yet. I was like, I think I need to go hand-deliver this one.
Yeah.
it's a little bit different, so I'm anxious to see his response, like, in person.
Okay, so I'm not going to talk to anybody else today that says I'm going to hand-deliver a song to Ringo. It's pretty strong. It's pretty strong. Listen, tell me about the name of this. Hella Funky. Hella Funky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's representing the Bay Area. Hella anything. Everybody always says hella something in the Bay Area. And it's just like, it's a thing. That's one of our words that we use. And my entire band, except for one person, is born and raised in the Bay Area. So
that's funny.
We've all been playing together. Yeah, we've all been playing together for so long. And we recorded the record in Oakland. During the tour, we took the next 2 days off and went in the studio, recorded this live, and sit like my dad would sit in the living room with his band. And we sat set up together in a circle and just played it live like we would do. And the solos are live. Like, we just played the thing down. And the only thing we overdubbed were the vocals. So,
wow. Wow.
Yeah, we were done in 2 days.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, listen, my new favorite song is Heaven. What a beautiful. And listen, you know, the thing that we people sometimes forget about you, Sheila, is, I mean, we know that you could, you know, you're the queen of percussion. What a beautiful voice. What a beautiful voice you have. And
thank you.
And that song, Heaven, boy, you can really, you do a great job on that.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I have to say that on that song, I'm only singing backgrounds with my friend, Miss Lynn Mabry, who sings in my band. That's her vocal.
And is that right?
Yeah, because I was like, I think you're the only one who could sing that song. She loves that song, again, representing Ohio players on that song. Great song. And I'm only singing backgrounds on that one. I would not be able to sing thank you. I wish I had a voice like that.
Now, when you say Ohio players, are you talking about the Ohio players?
Yeah.
Really?
That's their song. Yeah, we did a song from them. We did Ringo Starr and then Oakland Stroke 75 from Tower Power.
And talk about Tito Puente. I mean, this is big stuff here.
Oh, yeah. Tito Puente, April 20th is the release of the video, and which we just only did last week.
Wow.
And we actually cut the vocal with an amazing singer, songwriter, producer, maestro, Mr. Gilberto Santa Rosa. And it's just amazing. And the single comes out April 28th. My tribute to Tito on this is from my up-and-coming salsa record that'll be released at the end of the year. I wanted to release two records this year. So.
Do you ever slow down?
Why?
Well, exactly. Exactly. When you're Sheila E., you can't slow down.
There's so much amazing things to do. Like, I don't even understand why people say I'm bored. Are you kidding me? That doesn't even exist in my vocabulary.
That's right. And you're getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Yes, I am. I'm getting a star July 12th. I'm so honored and excited. And if anybody's in town in Los Angeles, come and hang out. July 12th, and I'm also going to do a concert that night. We're going to hang out and have family and friends and celebrities and band members. We're just going to have a big old-fashioned party.
That is so cool. That is very cool. Hey, how old were you when you first started with Prince?
Well, we met in 77, but we started jamming and playing together when we first met in 1977. Yeah,
I
don't even know how old we're.
I always hear these songs about, you know, people that just ended up at Prince's house jamming all night long.
No, he ended up at my house first.
Oh, is that right?
Jamming at my house.
Really?
Yeah, come on, it's the opposite. Again, he came to the Bay Area because the music there is so amazing.
Right.
And he came to record his first record in the Bay Area. That means something.
Oh, man. Yeah, absolutely. Talk about putting a stamp on an area. Yeah, like that.
Yeah. Oh, man. You got this. The best place to be born in the Bay Area is because music is so insane. There's so many incredible artists from there.
Why don't you run for mayor of Oakland?
I almost thought about it, and I'm not joking.
Did you really?
No, seriously. Because people are asking me, why don't you, you know, run for mayor? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I have my foundation, Elevate Oakland, and we're helping the public schools. There's so much work to be done, and I'm doing the best that we are, my other co-founders of Elevate Oakland. We're doing the best that we can. There's a lot of work to be done, and again, like recording this song in Oakland, going back to, you know, bringing music back into the schools and recording it in Oakland and representing the Bay Area. All of my band from the Bay Area, born and raised, like, you know, we're doing the best that we can. But I might consider it another 10 years.
Wow. I mean, would that be Mayor Sheila E.? I love that. We're talking to Sheila E. here at the National Defense. And, you know, the other thing that I love about your foundation is, where did the music go in schools? You know, when I was in school, you had music class. I mean, you had chorus, you had band, and all of a sudden now that's leaving schools.
Yeah, they're for years now, there's been said budget cuts. We don't have enough money. I mean, I thought it was interesting because I thought the whole idea behind doing, you know, when the lottery and all that stuff, I thought all that money was supposed to be going to the schools.
Right.
Where is all that money going?
That's a great question.
I mean, what's happening with these millions of dollars that have been happening? They're getting bigger and bigger.
Yep.
Where's the money? Why are our schools closing? Why don't we have a teacher should be getting paid a lot of money.
Yep.
It is hard to be a teacher.
Yep.
It really is. And I think we have to do more. Why is it being taken out? The arts, the sports, the music, the classes, it's insane. Like, it should be a curriculum that should stay because it's healthy. It helps kids. It gives them confidence and encouragement. It they do well when they have music in their lives and arts. They do well.
I say hella funky.
Hella funky.
Man.
Hella funky.
Sheila, it's so good to talk to you. Congratulations on the new album. And best of luck with everything. And again, congratulations on the star of the Walk of Fame.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.